Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, first class, September 4, 2022, Romans.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, we're in verses 1 through 5, the results of justification. We have studied three of those results. Now we go into result number 4, which is absolutely phenomenal. And it will take verses 3 through 5. And in preparation to worship our Lord, we spend the first few moments in silent prayer, giving you the privacy of your priesthood, giving you the opportunity of examining your own soul, making sure there's no unconfessed sin in your life. If there is, rebounds the order of the day, 1 John 1:9. If we acknowledge our sins to God, He, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, instantly restoring us to fellowship with God, the filling of the Spirit, and our spiritual life. And now you can do a right thing. Worship the Lord the right way by the power of the Spirit of God. In preparation to worship our Lord, let's pray. Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. The very fact that we are even here this morning is a demonstration of who and what you are. And as we assemble to fellowship in your word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. First things first, today is Trudy's birthday. Happy birthday to Trudy. Trudy isn't here this morning, so what am I giving for this? Am I $100, $150, sold for $300 to the guy with the dog down here? You're loaded. I know you're loaded. Well, UNLV had a bye this week, so they didn't lose. It's a bad omen when you lose when you have a bye. So they're still undefeated and on their way to the national championship. And my alma mater, Wazoo, Washington State University, 1-0. They squeaked by that powerhouse, Idaho. So they're 1-0, UNLV's 1-0. That would be a great game if the two of them play. We played Idaho State, they play Idaho. We killed Idaho State, they barely beat Idaho. But they also are on their way to the national championship. Romans chapter 5, 1 through 5. This is an awesome paragraph. When I, after I went in for my surgery and I was out of commission for a few weeks, this is when I was studying. So this is about 5 or 6 months ago. And as I was going through this, I was over here and I just was saying to myself, saying, what? It's all right to talk to yourself as long as you don't answer, you know. So. And I go, this is a phenomenal passage of Scripture. And I am really looking forward to teaching this. And in Romans 5, 1 through 5, we have the results of justification. We've studied three of those results in the first two verses. In Romans 5, 1, we have the first result of justification, which is peace with God. Romans 5, 1. Therefore, because we were justified by faith, that is, at the moment we believe in Christ, God imputes His righteousness to us and declares us to be righteous. Therefore, because we were justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the word peace is used different ways in the Scriptures, but here it's used as a technical term for reconciliation. This is the work of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, directed toward man. This peace or reconciliation describes the removal of the barrier between God and man. And then result number two is in the first half of verse two, which is access into the presence of the living and true God. Verse two, by the agency of whom, the Lord Jesus Christ, we have also obtained access. That's access into the presence of the living and true God. How? By means of faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. Access to God means we have a personal relationship with the living and true God. And then result number three of justification is found in the second half of verse two. Into this grace, in which grace we stand in the past, with the result that we keep on standing forever. That's eternal security. And so, we keep on boasting in confidence of the glory of God. And the glory of God there is the essence of God, who and what God is. Now that brings us to screen up here, and I don't know how to use the damn thing. Ta-da! Did you put this thinner? Did you make it thinner? Yes. You did? Okay. All right. I like that other pen better. I'm learning too on this thing. Oh. Well, the pen gets an F. Maybe it's the guy who's using it. I don't know. Boy. At the moment we place our faith in Jesus Christ, the justice of God imputes to us the righteousness of God. Boy, I do not care for this pen at all. That establishes... So I'm learning how to use this thing too, so it'll take me a while, I guess. That establishes a grace pipeline. At the moment you believed in Jesus Christ, the justice of God imputed to you the righteousness of God. That's justification. The result, one of the results of that justification is that now there is a grace pipeline between the justice of God on one end and the imputed righteousness of God in you on the other end. So all of you in here as believers in Christ, you have God's imputed righteousness in you. On the other end is the justice of God. And this is, you're encapsulated. Encapsulated by the integrity of God. And this establishes a grace pipeline. And down that grace pipeline comes blessings to you. To all of us as believers. Blessings. Why? Because of who and what we are? No. Because we now have the imputed righteousness of God. Because of who and what God is. So here comes all these fantastic blessings down this grace pipeline. It includes salvation blessings. It includes, you get 40 salvation blessings at the moment of faith in Christ. Boy, this pen is... Give me the old pen. Logistical grace blessings. And then, when you live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and advance to spiritual maturity, you grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, now you're qualified for greater grace blessings. And one of those fantastic greater grace blessings you're qualified for is suffering for blessing. And that is a phenomenal blessing that comes down the grace pipeline to the believer who has attained spiritual adulthood. And what happens? Why does God give you this suffering for blessing? To develop in your life four virtues of Christ. Four virtues of Christ. And that's, those four virtues are described here in verses 3 through 5. I'm sorry that I'm making this look so bad up here, but I... I don't know how to use this pen. I haven't learned how to write, you know. So one of the results of justification is suffering for blessing. And it's described here in verses 3 through 5. And what is so magnificent about why God blesses us with suffering is so that we can develop four magnificent virtues of Christ. And those four magnificent virtues are described in verses 3 through 5. So by way of introduction, a couple of things. One, this is one of the greatest passages in the Word of God that describes suffering for blessing. One of the greatest passages in the Word of God that describes suffering for blessing. Two, the spiritually adult believer has lived the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. He's lived the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. Spiritual skill number one, fulfilling Ephesians 5:18, keep on being filled with the Spirit. Galatians 5:16, walk by means of the Spirit and you will not carry out the lust patterns of the sin nature. So he's living his life by the power of the Spirit of God. Spiritual skill number two, consistent and faithful metabolization of the Word of God. He grows up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, when you combine the filling of the Spirit with the teaching ministry of God, the Holy Spirit. And then he fulfills God's plan, will, and purpose for his life. Three, he is living his life in the light of the unique spiritual life of the church age. He is living his life in the light of the unique spiritual life of the church age. Four, he has grown up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He has grown up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Five, he has developed God's problem-solving devices in his heart. He has God's problem-solving devices in his heart, which enables him to clear the spiritual hurdles of suffering for blessing. Suffering for blessing, you get the privilege of running hurdles. Spiritual hurdles. And you won't, there's no other pastor probably in the world that talks about suffering for blessing in terms of running hurdles. But the pastor here does at Upland Bible Church. And suffering for blessing, I think the best way to describe it is God's given you the opportunity to run some spiritual hurdles. And when you clear those spiritual hurdles by the grace and power of God, by God's problem-solving devices, you increase your spiritual momentum, your spiritual growth, and you develop four phenomenal virtues of Jesus Christ. Five. So he has God's problem-solving devices in his heart, which enables him to clear the spiritual hurdles of suffering for blessing. Six, these hurdles may include intense suffering, pain, trials, persecution, oppression, affliction, distressing circumstances. These hurdles may include intense suffering, pain, trials, persecution, oppression, affliction, distressing circumstances. Seven. As the spiritually adult believer clears these hurdles by the grace and power of God, four magnificent virtues of Christ are produced. As the spiritually adult believer clears these hurdles by the grace and power of God, four magnificent virtues of Christ are developed in your life. Now, again, I apologize. I'm probably going to keep messing this up, but anyway. The first one in verse 3 is the Greek word. I'd love to put up the Greek, but when I put it up here, it's not anything. So we'll see if we get the Greek. You like that? Okay. H-U-P-O-M-O-N long E. Hupomone. That's the first virtue. Hupomone. Well, you probably see it translated sometimes patience, and that's okay. That maybe takes into account maybe about 2% of what this word means, but it means far more than patience. It means courageous endurance. It means courage in the face of great suffering. So here's the first of the magnificent virtues of Christ. Courageous endurance. Courage in the face of great suffering. The second magnificent virtue of Christ that's developed as a result of suffering for blessing and clearing those hurdles. The second one, I think I'll just go to the next page. The second one is in verse 4a, and that's the Greek word dokime. D-O-K-I-M-long-E. Dokime. And that means proven character. Proven character. And the thing is, the first magnificent virtue, courageous endurance and courage in the face of great suffering, that builds and produces proven character. Proven character. It demonstrated virtue and honor and sacred honor. And then the third magnificent virtue of Christ that's developed is in the second half of verse 4. And that is elpis. E-L-P-I-S. Elpis. You'll probably see this translated hope. And that's fine. As long as you understand it's hope and not I hope so, but confidence. The best translation is confidence. Maximum confidence in God. Maximum confidence in the Word of God. So, this phlipsis is the Greek word, suffering for blessing. God brings that into you as a spiritually adult believer to develop these fantastic virtues of Christ. Hupomone, courageous endurance, courage in the face of great suffering, which leads on to dokime, proven character, demonstrated virtue and honor and sacred honor, which develops elpis, maximum confidence in God and the Word of God. And then verse 5, the fourth of the magnificent virtues of Christ develop from this suffering for blessing, and that is agape. A-G-A-P-long-E. Agape. And agape is virtue love is brought to completion in your heart. Virtue love is brought to completion in your heart, made up of three things. Personal love for God the Father, which motivates impersonal love for all, and occupation with Jesus Christ. These are the four magnificent virtues of Christ that are produced, and that's why God brings suffering for blessing into your life to develop these four magnificent virtues of Christ. And this is a result of justification. All right, that's by way of introduction. Now let's get going here. Verse 3. And not only so, is the objective negative ooh, and then we have an adjective monos, but it's in the neuter. When it's in the neuter gender, it actually functions as an adverb. And we have the conjunction de. And so the ooh monon de is an idiom. And is correctly translated, and not only this, why did we go in verse 3, and not only this? Well, we've had three results of justification. But that's not all of them, Paul is saying. And not only this, but now we have a fourth result of justification, and that is suffering for blessing in order to develop these four magnificent virtues of Christ. So it says, and not only this, and that introduces result number four of justification, but also. So we've had three results of justification, but not only this, but also a fourth result of justification. And this is the strongest conjunction of contrast, Allah, but, and used with the adjunctive use of chi, also. So the Allah chi is but also. So that verse 3 begins, and not only this, but also. Not only these three results of justification given in verses 1 and 2, but also. Now we have another result of justification, which is suffering for blessing. And not only this, but also we glory in tribulation. Now I read that. How many of you glory in tribulation? I remember one time I was up in Spokane. It was the winter time. We went up on the golf course on the South Hill. Everybody went up there to go sledding and inner tubing. Well, we were get up on inner tubes and jump on the inner tube and fly down. We're going so fast in the inner tube, doom, doom, just skipping on, doom, doom, doom. And all of a sudden, I left the fairway. And in Washington, it's the evergreen stage. A lot of trees. And I went through there. Those trees are going by. Choo, 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 choo. And I went to the next. I made it to the next fairway. I went back up. And they said, how did you get through that? I said, I know one thing. I'm going to start at the exact same place. And if you don't jump off if you see a tree coming. There are a lot of trees. But if you start right here, and go, you'll go right through and wind up in the next fairway. Well, they said, well, why don't you try it one more time? Well, I was feeling so good, I jumped on the inner tube this time. Thought I'd get extra speed. Yeah. Going down there, and I'm heading toward this tree. And I go, no, I'm not going to jump off. No, I'll go through. I'm not going to jump off. I'm not going to jump off. Boom! I hit that tree. I kind of roll like this and hit it with my butt. It knocked me out. Have you ever been knocked out by getting hit in the butt? It knocked me out. I was unconscious. My brother, Mike, Army Airborne Ranger, he comes down. And I come to. And I go, I can't feel my legs. And he goes, oh, well, I'll go get help. But, Rich, count it all joy. I didn't have any weapons with me at the time. Count it all joy, brother. Well, here we have, and not only this, but also we glory in tribulation. This is the present middle indicative of kaukaomai, plus the prepositional phrase en, plus the dative plural of phlipsis, with the definite article. Kaukaomai. Okay. What did I just do?
Oh, that didn't do anything. Let's try this real quick. Just get out of that. Now, I think you're okay. You should be able to write now. It's got to...
Kaukaomai, K-A-U-C-H-A-O-M-A-I, Kaukaomai. And not only this, but also we kaukaomai. Now, kaukaomai means to boast, it means to glory, it means to pride oneself in a thing or a person. We have the present tense. And that is the spiritually adult believer keeps on glorying in or boasting in the privilege of receiving suffering for blessing. The middle voice is deponent, middle in form, but active in meaning. The spiritually mature believer performs the action of glorying in his suffering for blessing. The indicative mood is declarative. This is a dogmatic principle of the Word of God. So, one, the spiritually adult believer glories in his suffering for blessing because by the grace and power of God, he glorifies God in time and forever and ever. By clearing the spiritual hurdles of suffering for blessing. The spiritually adult believer glories in his suffering for blessing because by the grace and power of God, he glorifies God in time and for all eternity by clearing the spiritual hurdles of suffering for blessing. Three, he knows that clearing the spiritual hurdles of suffering for blessing increases his spiritual momentum and growth and develops the virtues of Christ in his life. He knows that clearing the spiritual hurdles of suffering for blessing increases his spiritual momentum and growth and develops the virtues of Christ in his life. Courageous endurance, hupomone, courage in the face of great suffering, which then develops dokime, proven character, demonstrated virtue, honor, integrity, which then develops elpis, maximum confidence in God and the Word of God, which develops virtue, love, brought to completion in his heart. Personal love for God the Father, which motivates impersonal love for all and occupation with Jesus Christ. So, the preposition and means in. The spiritually adult believer keeps on glorying, keeps on kaukaomaiing in flipsis. And I don't have a lisp. Flipsis, hard to say. T-H-L-I-P-S-I-S, flipsis. Now literally, point one, literally flipsis means pressure. It means pressure or pressing. That's the literal translation. Two, figuratively, flipsis means suffering, affliction, trials, persecutions, oppression, distressing circumstances. Figuratively, flipsis means suffering, affliction, trials, persecutions, oppression, distressing circumstances. Three, Specifically, in Romans 5:3, phlipsis refers to suffering for blessing that God brings into the life of the believer in spiritual adulthood. When you have to be qualified, not baby believers, not adolescent believers, you have to be qualified. You have to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ and be qualified for this phlipsis or suffering for blessing. So specifically in Romans 5:3, phlipsis refers to suffering for blessing that God brings into the life of the believer in spiritual adulthood. 4, this is many times intensified pressure and suffering that the spiritually adult believer is honored to receive. This many times is intensified pressure and suffering that the spiritually adult believer is honored to receive, giving him the opportunity to glorify God to the maximum. Giving him the opportunity to glorify God to the maximum. 5. This is the spiritually adult believer's privilege and honor of running spiritual hurdles. Clearing the hurdles of suffering for blessing by the grace and power of God, using God's problem-solving devices. This is the spiritually adult believer's privilege and honor of running spiritual hurdles, clearing the hurdles of suffering for blessing by the grace and power of God, using God's problem-solving devices, using rebound, filling of the Spirit, faith rest life, grace orientation, doctrinal orientation, personal sense of destiny, personal love for God the Father, impersonal love for all, occupation with Jesus Christ, sharing the happiness of God. So we have, and not only this, but also, not only the first 3 results of justification given in verses 1 and 2. And not only this, but also we keep on glorying, boasting in our sufferings. Phlipsis, suffering for blessing. When the winner believer clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing, 4 magnificent virtues of Christ are produced. Virtue number 1 that is produced is the word hupomone. Hupomone, H-U-P-O-M-O-N, long E, hupomone. So we have knowing, we start out with the King James, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Well, like I said, patience takes in a few percent of the concept of the word, but it means far more than that. This is the perfect active participle of oida plus hati plus the nominative singular phlipsis with the definite article plus the present middle indicative of katergazomai plus the accusative singular of hupomone. We have a special verb here. It's really a neat verb. It's the Greek verb oida. What? I just want to see if you'd get up here. One thing, if I keep doing this, you'll have to find and seek out a new pastor because my deacons will shoot me. Oida. O-I-D-A. Oida. This is a very special word. Oida is a frozen form. It is a perfect that's used as a present. Oida says that the spiritually adult believer has learned the Word of God in the past, with the result that he knows the Word of God now. The participle is circumstantial causal, so the corrected translation is, because we know from the Word of God that we've learned and believed and is in our hearts. And then, after verbs of dicendi, like oida, verbs of dicendi, verbs of knowing, thinking, saying, then hati is not causal. It introduces an object clause and is translated that. So we have knowing that, haithlipsis, knowing that suffering for blessing, knowing that suffering for blessing, kod er godzomai. That's not Kader Godzamai.
There's buttons on the pin? Oh, okay. Oh, there's a button right there. And boy, I didn't know that. Okay, so now let's see.
You mean this button?
That one there, yes, sir. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to kill that panel 12 right there and kind of start over. So let's go now to...
I'm glad you said kill the panel. They're going to kill the pastor.
No, no, sir. We won't be doing that. So that should be able to start over now.
Okay. So I'm not supposed to write and have my finger on that button there. That's, why do they have it down there where I put my finger? That's what I want. Guy who made this pen must have been Scandinavian. Magnum, bite him. Kader Godzamai means to achieve, to accomplish, to bring about, to produce. The present tense is a nomic present, introducing a timeless axiom of Scripture, and the axiom is this: suffering for blessing produces courageous endurance. Courage in the face of suffering. So, Kader Godzamai, to achieve, to accomplish, to bring about, to produce. Suffering for blessing produces courageous endurance. Courage in the face of great suffering. Middle voice is deponent, middle in form, but active in meaning. The spiritually adult believer knows that suffering for blessing produces courageous endurance in times of great adversity. The indicative mood is declarative. This is a dogmatic fact of the Word of God. So we have now. And not only this, not only the first three results of justification, and not only this, but also result number four, we keep on glorying, boasting in our suffering for blessing, because we, spiritually adult believers, know that suffering for blessing produces Hupomone. There, the first virtue of Christ that's developed from suffering for blessing. Develops hupomone. Now I got that up here. Can I just hit the... Aha! All right, well, I'm sorry that I have taken so long, and I still don't know anything about this. And if there's another kind of pen that doesn't have buttons on the pen, and it's called Pens for Dummies. And I'm sure you can find it on there somewhere. Pen for Dummies. And pastors who are dummies, that would be great. Well, this is a special word, hupomone. It means far, far more than patience. Once you see the word, it's actually a compound word made up of a preposition and a verb. And once you see what it is, it's something far, far greater. Let me give you what we will have in verse 3. And not only this, but also we keep on glorying, boasting in our suffering, suffering for blessing, because we, spiritually adult believers, we know that suffering for blessing produces courageous endurance. Courageous endurance. That's the first virtue of Christ that's developed. There are four of them that are developed from suffering for blessing. And these together make up the fourth result of justification. Well, I apologize for being such an idiot on these things, but I am an idiot when it comes to computers. We're going to take a break. We'll give you a chance to go out and cool down outside and then come back for the Lord's table.